Okay, well, first we have to thank Gail Gonzalez for the music. This is her debut leading the music for us, and so I have to tell the story. Melinda's been talking to Gail for a while about becoming a song leader, especially when Melinda's not here. And so Gail was supposed to have some coaching and training this month from Melinda when Melinda's here. But this was the Sunday we really needed Gail. So this is like the understudy goes on. So we appreciate your willingness. Also, you know how I speak other places and I come back and tell you there's no place like Wimberley?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I spoke Wednesday night at Unity of Houston at the Wednesday Night Live service that is run by Michael Gott. And oh my gosh, it was such a blast. His music, and he's a great warm-up act. So by the time I got up to speak, you know, they were happy, they were laughing, they were ready to listen. It was wonderful. I will say the sound was not as precise as ours. Couple times people got up to speak or sing and their mic wasn't on, so we just take for granted that the mics will be on at the right time for the right people. It's wonderful. Okay, it's been 2 months since our White Stone ceremony on New Year's Day. If you're visiting, if you're new, every year on the Sunday closest to New Year's, we have a burning bowl. We write a list of whatever you want to leave behind in the old year and burn it up in a literal fire. And then we fill the space we've created by that releasing. We go into meditation to listen for a word or phrase to guide us through the coming year, each of us as individuals. And the ceremony comes from a verse in Revelation. To everyone who conquers, I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. In Bible times, a white stone was given to inmates as they were being released from prison. In an illiterate society, it represented a clean slate. So we take our clean slate, these little stones are imported from Israel, and write on it the word that comes to us. Some of you tell me you have all your previous stones, maybe lined up on a table or a windowsill. I have mine too. I need to start putting the year on the back of them. If you weren't here for the White Stone Ceremony and you'd like to do it, I put our leftover stones in a basket back on the prayer table. So you can take one. You'll need a Sharpie to write on it. You can do this by yourself in meditation, or you can go to the website and listen to me guide you through it, and then that way you also get David Webb's meditation music to go with it. So on the website, unityofwimberley.com, you go to the menu at the top, hover over media, but don't click it, and it'll give you a drop-down menu, and then you click on Recent Sunday Messages, and that's all the talks, so just scroll down to January 1st. Sometimes the words you get for the white stone make immediate sense, whether you like that or not. Sometimes I've thought, oh no, not that as my word for the year. Love, patience, courage. What am I going to need courage to face? Sometimes it takes a while to realize what the word means for you. 1 year I got the word green. No idea. Did it mean money? Did it mean nature? If I got green now, I might think it means green growing edge, the place where I'm stepping into new arenas, learning new things. Sometimes those are called weaknesses, but they're areas of potential growth for you, your green growing edge. So we always do the White Stone Ceremony, but this is the first time I've ever followed up with you. And I'm going to talk a few more minutes, and then I want to pass around the mic. I would love to hear how you're doing so far with your White Stone word and what it means to you at this point, how you are living into it. How do you live into something? We use that phrase in Unity a lot, living into your greatness, living into your divinity. I think it means being called higher. I believe it's possible to live into your divine identity without knowing that's what you're doing, but it helps to know what's trying to emerge. So the white stone word is a clue to that. We live into a lot of things, ideas or roles to play. I suspect when you have a baby, you may not feel like a parent on the first day. My friend Laura kept telling her husband, when their kids became teenagers, he kind of cracked down on them, really thought they should have jobs. And she kept saying, when did you become such a dad? He lived into it. We live into various professions. I used to laugh inwardly when someone called me reverend. Now I don't think twice about it, and I do think of myself as a minister. It's not my total identity, but I don't feel like an imposter most days. So I suspect the white stone is calling you higher, to live into whatever it suggests. And of course, the same word could mean different things to different people. Patience, for instance, if you've got patience. Patient with someone else? Patient with yourself? With a particular project? Or is it just not being so short-tempered? Or love? For one person, the expression of love might be caregiving for an elderly parent that year. For someone else, it could mean budding romance. The words are not fortune tellers. They don't necessarily indicate what's coming, but they can set a theme for the year. I know one woman who sets a theme for her life every year, focuses on it throughout the year, reads about it, maybe takes a class if that comes up, looks for opportunities to carry out her theme. Think how deeply you could go into one aspect of living if you focused on it for a whole year, then something else the next year, and then the next. Like honesty, how many ways are there to express that? Or trust, I got trust on my white stone one year. Trust others, trust myself, trust God. But think of all the aspects of trust you could explore if you consciously let it guide you all year. So your white stone word might set a theme, or it might turn out to have been the theme for your year. Sometimes you can only see it in hindsight. You don't have to know right away what your word means for you, but some of you have told me lately your word is becoming clearer to you. You see yourself being given opportunities to practice it. Maybe you're being guided in new directions, and you've noticed that your word is relevant to those changes. Even if you don't take any action, your word might shift your perspective on whatever shows up. So, have you had enough time to think about where you are with your word now? Do you remember your word? So I would love to ask you what's being revealed to you through your word. Of course, you don't have to share your word if you don't want to. You don't have to talk. But most years I found a lot of you are eager to talk about what showed up on the stone and what it might mean. So we have a mic runner in the back, Zach Frederick. Who would like to share about their white stone? They're always on.
This is part of my white stone doing this. My favorite year phrase was unlock potential. So I have had to step up to the plate because it takes a lot of courage to unlock all that stuff that's been buried for me 68 years. And so I have been systematically stepping out and stepping up to the plate. And the one that just sent me reeling, but I did it. I did a testimonial at a Dream Builders Live. I'd stand in front of a camera and talk. And my hands were literally dripping wet onto the floor. I was so frightened, but I did it. And that's what this unlocking potential means to me, is to have the courage to walk through those things that you've been so afraid of your whole life.
Is it hard for anyone else to believe Jan is shy about anything? Really? Okay. You'll, when you have the mic, hold it up to your mouth, kind of like an ice cream cone, and then Jason can adjust the sound for you. Okay, Lolita.
Okay. What came to me very clearly was shine. And I said, oh, shine. No, my gosh, I don't want to be seen by everybody. But I wrote it. And I realized that I'm called to shine in the sense of sharing yourself. you know, be that person who's the salt of the earth, even if it's a small group. And I've been called to action, to doing things, sharing with others and helping others. There's lots of people to help nowadays. So that word that I thought, oh no, yes, it really worked. And it was really telling me something that was already in there. I didn't make up anything. It was just there waiting to.
Oh, that's good.
To be manifested,
telling me something that was already there. Yeah, thank you. And then you did your writer's workshops. Yeah. Who else had a hand up?
So my name was literally a name, Poppy. That's what my granddaughter calls me. And I've noticed after a certain age, that what came to me was that if I only knew then what I know now, you come around at when the biggest change in my life that I can recently remember was becoming a father. It just, whoo, it was totally, it just changed everything. And you know, it was like kind of a tumbling sensation. Wow. So this time I kind of get a chance to do it again, sort of with a little bit of perspective and see things that I might have missed the first time around. And so Poppy's turning out to be a good name for me.
Thank you, Lee. And Debbie's had her hand up a couple times up here on the front row.
My word was joy, and I wasn't quite sure why I had that word, but then I realized that I have had a tendency to kind of obsess over worries or woes and stress out a lot. And so I started working on focusing more on thinking about good things in my life or beautiful views or my wonderful husband or my dog, or, you know, like things that were positive and made me or resulted in me experiencing joy. And so it brought actually just a lot more joy into my life as a result. And I really needed that. It's really been very healing. And so it was great and has been great, and I'll continue working on it.
Good, a year of joy. Corrine. Yay, God.
Yay, God.
So I had my seven white stones. That's as far back as I can remember as doing it on a shelf. And I would say that every year they've all come true. They've all manifested, been very dominant for that year. And this year it was freedom. And so most of y'all know I tried to run away to Mexico in January thinking that's where I needed to go and teach. And upon return, it became very clear that I'm to stay here and finish raising my son and helping the people that are already here in my life. I've been reading Eckhart Tolle for the first time in my life. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa. So that's about freedom where I am here, meeting my obligations and responsibilities just as they are. So I kind of feel like maybe I can stay here and be free. And that's been a new thought for me.
Ah, good, thank you. Who else has a word? Betty.
No, my word was peace, and I'm just finding that there's the news has given me a lot of opportunities to focus on that word, so I'm glad it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
My word was truth, and as we sat in the meditation and I looked down at my stone, my thumb was over the T and it said Ruth, and I go, ugh, because that's my middle name, and I hate my middle name because when I was a kid, I couldn't pronounce my R's, so I said woof, and I got teased a lot for that. And in fifth grade, I had to endure going through a whole year being called Ruth because we had another Peggy in the class who had enough sense to say, I don't have a middle name. So I'm trying to look at the connection between the Ruth in here, the Ruth I didn't want to be, and the truth, the universal truth, not the surface truth. So it's a challenge.
Peggy Ruth, but Ruth is such a wonderful character in the Bible.
That's what I've heard. I need to look her up.
Yeah.
My word, which I just recently discovered, was loving. And it's been really interesting to look back even just on these few weeks of the year and see how that's manifesting. And also I'm taking the prosperity class, which has just been wonderful. And I've really enjoyed that, and I'm trying to incorporate some of that prosperity into that word and see what we come up with.
Well,
since we started here, I'm getting white stones, and they have wonderful words like miracle, awe. I can't remember the others. But last year, I could not avoid the word circus. And if you know what my life was like last year, it was like I was the ringmaster of a three-ring circus. So these ceremonies have been very powerful to me. And I missed this year's, so I'm going to pick up a stone and I'll listen to your meditation and see what I get.
Good.
Hopefully it won't be something weird like circus.
Who else has word?
Mine was courage. I guess I'll talk about that. So doing this job, I had to, you know, step out and do that. And I've been trying some new things and realized, oh, I'm not ready to do this. And so that's been helpful. That's my word.
You've been great.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, Zach's become one of our Sunday coordinators. You would not believe how much detail goes into a Sunday morning. But it's supposed to look easy. Just turn on the lights and have a service. Anybody else got a word? Oh, Patsy.
So my word was claim, so let me claim my space this morning. I had gone through the prosperity class before, and then I'm going through it now and setting a vision for my life, and then really wanted the word claim in order to claim that vision. And I haven't been fantastic, like in terms of every day really thinking about claiming my space and what my life, I want my life to be. But the days that I do, I find that it brings forth a great sense of gratitude. Like really just thinking about the abundance that, before me, that's available to me and just there for the claiming. So
good. Any other hands? Okay. I love these Sundays when we just teach each other. And so you see how it's different for each person. I'll give you a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So it's easy to do a white stone ceremony, take your stone home, and forget about it. And it's okay if you've done that. You still have 10 months to use your word or let it use you. And I encourage you to contemplate your word periodically. Check in with it. Form a relationship with it. Ask it what it has to tell you or show you and where and how to apply it in your life. You can just ask. So for now, let's take your word into meditation. And if you don't have one, you can listen for a word. To meditate, we become still and quiet and turn within, because we know that's where true divine power dwells, the God within us. We are a part of that presence and power, that whole. And in our individual lives, we ask for guidance that comes in many ways. And the white stone may be one of them. a word or phrase you receive in meditation. Maybe exactly what you need to understand your life this year, or to push you forward a little, or to let you know you're on the right path. And so take a moment to contemplate your word. And if you don't have one yet, you might ask now, what is the word? What is the new name written on a white stone that no one else knows? That word on the white stone represents divine guidance that is available in so many ways. You might hear a word, you might see something, feel something, just know. You might hear it from another person, read it in a book. The presence of God is everywhere if you stay open to it. Guidance is always available. And so just know for this year that you can return to this consciousness, to this place where you received your word. You can invite continued guidance and understanding. And know that with your love, and the love in which we live and move and have our being, all is well. And so it is. Amen.